So good morning, everyone. I came to the realization that in the year when you serve as president of the society, you probably shouldn't be giving presentations. But I love it so much. So, and especially when your co-authors do such a great job with the data, Shai and Becky. So I'm going to be talking about AdaptN as we compare it to several established recommendation systems that are basically static, AdaptN being a dynamic system. And I'll do that after I give you a quick overview of the tool, and then we'll also look at some of the environmental impacts. So we are going to compare mainly the AdaptN tool, which is an adaptive nitrogen management approach that's based on a dynamic simulation model, and it's sort of very time and location specific, accounting for soil and weather data and all that, and a multitude of crop inputs. And then there's three different static recommendation system. One is sort of the whatever the grower uses, and I should say we work with advanced growers, so that they're tough to beat in terms of they're already doing a pretty good job. The Cornell N calculator that's used in New York, it's been around for quite a while. That's based on the Stanford equation, mass balance equation, that includes expected yield and soil type and rotation effects, and then the MRTN for some of the trials that we did in the Midwest, notably Wisconsin, Ohio, and Indiana. So a little bit of background on AdaptN. We developed it and rolled it out in 2008, and then a few years ago, we decided to license it to a startup company, Agronomic Technology Corporation. And we still work basically in a partnership arrangement. And it is recognized as part of multiple sustainability initiatives that you see here, as well as several of the industry data platforms. That's the three on the lower side of the slide. I have to, by university policy, I have to show you this slide that basically says that I have, through the licensing process, a relationship with the commercial entity that currently markets AdaptN. So without going into details, these are the main features of AdaptN. If you're not familiar with it, it's basically based on a simulation model, daily time step. It estimates the optimum end rate based on a mass balance equation, but it's a dynamic mass balance equation based on daily simulations. It heavily relies on high-resolution weather information, a number of soil inputs that are sort of widely available, also a number of crop inputs and management like tillage or manure or rotations, cover crops in 2017, and then fertilizer inputs. So the kind of the 4R components, as well as the use of enhanced efficiency compounds like inhibitors or slow release. This year we also included an option for real-time inputs if you have observations, either date of emergence of the corn crop or soil nitrate test results. You can put that into the model and it will make the appropriate adjustments. Spatially, it operates at three scales, either a field or zones, or polygons, or fully gridded VRT, variable rate, down to 20 by 20 meters if you want. This is an output page for a zone-based recommendation, and you can see that the map shows where the different rates need to be applied. You can also, if you're interested in a particular zone or even a particular grid cell, then you can get the details on the recommendation. So in this particular case, the recommendation was 60 pounds per acre, and then it backs that up with quite a bit of information around mineralization and losses and things like that. It gives some information on the water status of the soil as well. And it gives you some graphical insights as well. It allows you to look at how much was lost or mineralized or how much precipitation you got, because that's all part of the process. And it's cloud-based, and it allows for very effective communication, so you can get daily updates on whatever your favorite device is. We also, the company rolled out this tool called an Insight, which basically is a way to use AdaptN for multiple years with very basic inputs, and it's sort of a conversation starter with the consultants or the farmers. One of the challenges that we have is that that people need to see the value of dynamic nitrogen management simulations, that in some years you need more and in other years you need less. So this kind of points that out. And I think it's very important because ultimately we need to work with the retailers. If we want to achieve some of these sustainability goals, we need to engage the people who sell the products. So we did on-farm evaluations, and I'll show you three different types of trials. So the grower versus Adapt-N, and that was done in New York and Iowa. The Adapt-N versus the Cornell-N calculator, that's the Stanford-based equation, and then the Midwestern work where we compared with Adapt-N, with MRTN. So these were the initial trials that we started in 2011 in New York and Iowa. Those are the locations. We worked primarily with crop consultants, and so that gave a level of independence in terms of the evaluation. So we had 113 trials that were basically good trials that could be analyzed. So on this graph, you see the one-to-one line between Adapt-N and grower for New York and Iowa, and what this shows is that in most cases, the growers were applying more nitrogen than what Adapt-N would recommend. So in a few places, we were the other way around. And that was basically a wet year. And this for Iowa, more or less the same picture, maybe not as far out of line. So the average reduction was 45 kilograms per hectare, or about 34%. But of course, that's the average, and it's really all about the variation. So this is yield. So the yields are basically not impacted. So that's a good thing. So less nitrogen, but still basically getting the same yields. Especially in Iowa, they were really, really quite tight. There were a few occasions where there was a little bit of a yield loss. We also did some tweaking of the model, of course. You improve it, so some of that was addressed that way. This is the profit analysis. So when you see a positive number, these are the 4 years. It basically, the Adapt-N approach gave you a positive profit. So the average profit gain was $65 per hectare. And I should note that 2003 was very wet, and we recommended a little bit more nitrogen, and that really was justified by higher yields, and that really helps with the profit picture. We simulated the environmental losses, so we used a model, which is a well-calibrated model to simulate leaching and gaseous losses. And again, you know, because we put less nitrogen on with Adapt-N with the grower, the losses were also less. They were on the average about 30 to 39% less for leaching versus gaseous losses. Okay, now we move on to the multi-rate trial. So the first experiment, set of experiments, was just Adapt-N versus grower, sort of a site-by-site comparison, strip trials in fields. This is the multi-rate trials where we use various levels of nitrogen so we could model the response. So we used quadratic models, calculated the EO and R with certain price assumptions for fertilizer and grain, and then we made it. Then it allows us to compare not only the two recommendation tools, but also compare it to an economic optimum N rate because we have a response curve. So, of course, the EO and R is at the end of the season evaluation, so it's a sort of a hindsight 2020 perfect evaluation. So no tool is perfect, but you try to get as close as possible. So for the New York trials, these are the locations. Some of those locations we had multiple years, but we had a total of 16 trials. So we are comparing the Cornell-N calculator, which is this Stanford-type mass balance approach, where it's basically based on a yield potential times a multiplication factor. It's at 1.2 if you use bushels. And then you credit for soil mineralization of nitrogen and rotation or manure effect, and then you have an efficiency factor that you use. In this case, the yield can be based either on yields that are listed in a database, that's the default, or you can have the grower selected yield. Here's the Adapt-N mass balance approach. I won't go into details, but it also has an expected yield component, And then it has both dynamic components as well as probabilistic components. And I'd be happy to talk more about that. So let's make a comparison. So one of the issues with the Cornell N calculator is that the default yields are really quite low because they are somewhat outdated. So that means that the recommendations are also relatively low. So now on the x-axis we have the economic optimum N rate, and here we have the Cornell N calculator, and basically it was well below the optimum rate. But if you used realistic yields, which is based on what the grower had received in previous years, then basically it was too high. That then sort of fell here, did reasonably well sort of following that one-to-one line. So the RMSE was 31 for DAP then, 62 if you used CNC in the default yields, and 96 if you used the realistic yields. So unfortunately, the CNC is often in both ways. Look at this number 31 and keep that in your head, because you'll be seeing other comparisons as well. So here's the average rate. So we were 7 kilograms per hectare below the EONR, and while the other ones were either 47 below or 85 above. So quite a range on the average. So these are the losses from EONR. Again, EONR is perfect hindsight. So ADAPT then was $21, and CNC was 108 with the default yield, or 80 with the realistic yield. So that gives you a sense. So we were relatively close to the EONR. When you look at the environmental losses, you see that either with the default yield, where we under-fertilized, we had relatively low losses, and ADAPT N, which was the blue axis here, wasn't much higher. So as long as you sort of fertilize at the appropriate rate, your environmental losses don't go up that much. But once you over-fertilize, of course, it goes up considerably. So a little bit about the Midwestern trials then, where we compared it mostly with the MRTN. This is ADAPT-N versus the EONR. This is the MRTN versus the EONR. MRTN is actually not that bad. ADAPT-N was slightly below the EONR, and the loss was, again, $21 per hectare, happened to be the same number. The MRTN was slightly above the EONR, but the losses were 37, so it didn't do quite as well. But it did certainly better than the CNC. And so ADAPT-N was lower N rate, lower error, and higher profits. RMSE, again, in the lower 30s. So here are the simulated environmental losses, and it's basically kind of the same picture. The ADAPT-N reduced leaching losses by 9% and gaseous losses by 16% based on these simulations. So when we put all these observations together, so under New York, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, then this is the comparison of ADAPT-N with the EONR. And so, you know, we follow that one-to-one line reasonably well. Again, the RMSE is 34, lower 30s. The average EONR was 198, and we were just a little bit below that. Okay, so slightly conservative, but the losses are fairly minimal. So that's it. So the adaptive dynamic approach that ADAPT-N uses consistently outperformed the static recommendation systems, either when you're looking at growers or kind of the conventional systems that are being used in these states, typically as part of a NRCS 590 standard. And that way we can also reduce the environmental losses. So when you look at other presentations and you see RMSE values, ours was on the average in the lower 30s. It gives you a sense of how different tools perform. Thank you very much.
We can take one question if you have.
Is there one question? Yes. It could be a yield map. Yeah, so because there's an expected yield component. So that could be included as well. Yep. I'm sorry I have to go to another meeting, so if you have more questions, then please find me somewhere. Thank you. Thank you.